Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
And as we mentioned earlier on the top of the programme, career experts advising candidates not to use AI for the content of their CV, instead use it as a tool to help with structure. Is everybody doing this, we wonder? Caroline Reedy is founder of the HR Suite. She helps people and companies in the recruitment process. Good morning, Caroline.
Morning, Oliver.
Is everybody using ChatGPT for their CVs these days?
Pretty much, to be honest. Really? The majority of people at some stage of the process are. Mm-hmm. And I suppose from a practical perspective, you might be missing a trick if you don't, being honest.
Right.
I think the real issue is if you're only depending on ChatGPT to do an amazing, radio presenter, for example, mm-hmm. and then they over embellish how actually amazing you are. Not that that would happen to you, Oliver.
No,
but, it's getting it to be real then, I think, because if you say, make me out to be the best version that I could be applying for this job,
right.
it'll definitely over embellish it. So it's a really good starting point, is what I would say. Either one of two ways, either do a first draft yourself, use AI to help you fine tune it, make sure you have all the correct keywords, etc., or, the other way around, but always tweak it and tailor it then to say, is that the word I would use? Is that how it reflects me in real life?
Very good. The AI tends to lean towards exaggerated sort of purple prose.
Most definitely. And, we'd be reviewing CVs and you'd review a CV sometimes and you'd go, well, that was definitely not written by a human because nobody right. has spent any time kind of, dialing it down any little bit or, even going to AI to say, make that a bit more friendly or make the tone a bit more realistic, which you can do. But it's got so many great uses now from a CV perspective. Like we use it in the HR suite to help people with outplacement. So if somebody has been made redundant, for example, we help people to, get another job and prepare themselves for the next role. And we use AI to help that person to kind of make sure they've got all their keywords highlighted, etc. Because a lot of the first stage screening of recruitment, especially in high volume roles, is done by AI. So if you don't have those keywords, you could be missing out.
What about the employer then? They're watching these CVs come in. Are they using AI to screen things? Are they watching out for it? How are they responding to this at the minute?
Yeah, so a lot of high volume roles, a lot of high profile companies have said now we're using AI and we're really closely monitoring it to make sure that it doesn't have objective biases. And earlier on, in the last 12 months, we've seen companies also say, look, we've noticed that it is actually got inherent biases and we're, making sure that we're improving and enhancing it all the time. And there's a lot of good legislation and there's new legislation, European legislation coming as well, to make sure that AI doesn't objectively bias people in different roles, etc. But I think it's here to stay. AI is getting better all the time. And I think it's, from an employer perspective, anything that can speed up mundane jobs that are time consuming, I think AI is going to provide a role. But once the quality assurance piece is done by humans, I suppose that's the key part of making it a success and maximising the potential that it brings to the table.
I presume the language of it probably might seem a little American as well in an Irish context, wouldn't it, with AI? Are there particular words too that you look out for and spot and go, yeah, that's a machine there?
Yeah. You can, when you do it, you can actually ask it to do, non-American tone. You can use English words, etc. You prompt it. And the more you prompt, the better the output is. And I think one of the key advantages is making sure you have the right keywords for specific roles. Because, if you just draft, so for some people, they might have had a CV done 10 years ago for the role they got. They've been in that role and then they just dust that CV off maybe add in a little bit more about their last role.
Yeah.
The world has changed dramatically. So, whereas we find that the newer generation of employee, that they don't even give a second thought to doing anything but using AI. So their CV makes them sound completely accomplished and amazing, yet they mightn't have had any job yet. Do you follow? So
you must be seeing
transferable skills.
You must be seeing the same looking CVs come in as well if AI is generating a lot of it.
Yeah, absolutely. And interestingly, we were interviewing for a company for a marketing kind of design role, and they had to prepare a presentation on a specific topic. And two of the candidates had basically the exact same presentation.
Gosh.
So you could see that it was generated. Whereas now we're putting into the caveat of please ensure that this, you know, presentation is prepared by you and you don't use AI, you know, where
don't inflate your personality. All that.
Absolutely.
Caroline, absolutely brilliant. You've cut through all the guff for us this morning. That's Caroline Reedy, founder and manager of the HR Suite. Thank you so much.